So under the watchful eye of the boss, Ricardo, I was allowed to take Michael, the chief roaster, aside just for 3 minutes. And it's a real privilege to see you. And I mean, you've spoken to me about the instinct that you have and that you need about roasting. It's not like following a machine blindly. So just elaborate a little bit on that and how, you know, what makes you such a great roaster? Because your coffees are delicious.
Thank you very much for that compliment. What makes instinct such an important part of the job is because it's a food substance. And personally, I've got like a, I grow lots of my own food. I have chickens. I used to have chickens and ducks and rabbits and all sorts of stuff like that. And I think when you're working with things that are, have kind of got life in it, you have to learn that to get the best out of that life. So when you're roasting coffee, you're not just doing it bup, 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 one, two, three, one, two, three each time. You take what you're blending, you look at it, you absorb what's happening to it as it's being roasted until you get the best that you can out of that coffee. And that takes, I suppose, just observation, being objective, and also being subjective in the sense of when you're tasting a coffee, you actually you drink it in and you drink in the flavours that come with it.
So you engage
and
your senses.
Engage your senses at that point and remember it.
Fantastic,
and,
yeah.
And then try and continue on that process.
I've asked you when we were off air, but now I'm going to ask you on air, which was the best coffee you've ever roasted and why?
Best coffee I've ever roasted personally was a wild coffee from Sidamo.
Ethiopian wild coffee.
Yeah.
And you said it looked, it didn't look well.
It didn't look very,
it
wouldn't have been graded as a commercial coffee because in its green state it looked awful. But it roasted really lovely.
Yeah. So yeah. Then you went by instinct as well?
I just did it by instinct, yeah.
And what was the qualities that you liked when you were drinking this coffee?
I think for me it had a smooth, it's not really a velvet kind of, when you touch velvet, that's how it felt like when you're drinking
on the tongue.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow, fantastic. Now, as close as I got to this was actually when Ricardo invited me to drink the Treble A Indian BB Plantation.
Yeah.
You told me the first time you roasted that, you got it right immediately.
Yeah, that doesn't happen all the time, and they're very good with me. But yeah, that particular coffee I did, because we've got a number of coffees from, specialty coffees from Colombia and Brazil and other places. And I look at the coffees and I roast it, and when I think it's right, I do it.
It's right. Thank you so much.
Sometimes it's right and sometimes it's not.
Yeah. So this is Michael from Guyana, chief roaster at Drury. A pleasure to meet you, Michael.
Thank you.